Shoft in Perak Yotes Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So the old man from Hirephraim is pressing the Levi and his Pilegesh and their party to come back to his house and not to stay out in the open streets of Giva, where dangerous things could happen. Vayivyehu Leveso. So the elderly man brought the Levi and everyone else to his home. Vayaval Lachamorim. And he fed the donkeys. Vayitain Yavul, Rashi says. He gave Yavul, he gave plenty to the donkeys. And Vayirchatsu Raglehem, he washed their feet. Vayochlu Vayishtu, and he gave them a truly handsome reception at his home. And they ate, and they drank, and everything is fine in the house of the old man. But Chavbeis Hemon Meitivim Es Libam. And there they were, at the time, gladdening their hearts, enjoying the companionship, the camaraderie, the meal. Mihine anshe ho'ir, anshe b'nei Belial nosabu es habayis. But behold, the people of the city, men who were worthless, Belial, wicked men, the Chazal translate as beli oil. They don't have the oil shamayim upon them. They don't have the yoke of heaven and the responsibilities of how a Jew ought to behave. Nosabu es habayis. They surrounded the house. This should sound very, very familiar. Misdapkim al hadoles. And they began knocking. Actually, it's more like pounding, dofek, beating on the door. And this should sound very familiar, because if you go back to the story of Sodom, the three malachim came to Sodom to find Lot, to rescue him. Hashem had sent them to destroy the city. And it says in that case, Va'anshe Ho'ir, Anshe Sodom, Nosabu al Habayis. The exact same phrase, Nosabu al Habayis. They surrounded the house. So we've got here a group of Jews acting in the worst possible way, the way of the manner of the most wicked people in the history of the world, the people of Sodom Va'amora, who were then punished with a Misa Mishuna, with a truly unique heavenly punishment for their terrible acts. And the parallels are open and obvious just from the use of language as well as everything else. And the Ramban in Vayera, in his commentary on the story of Sodom, takes some time to analyze the story of Pilegesh V'Giva the same way. And the Ramban immediately starts to point out some very crucial differences. Because we'll see that the people of Giva will never be punished quite the same way as Sodom, although there will be echoes later on eventually when the destruction comes. But that's partially because the guilt was different. The story is much the same in some ways, and in other ways even worse, as we're about to see. And yet, the punishment is different. So the first thing is that the people who surrounded the house, it says here in Shoftim that it was Anoshim Anshe B'nei Belial, these worthless people. It does not say it was the entire city surrounding the house. When it was talking about it in Sodom, it talks about Anshe Ho'ir, Anshe Sodom, Mina'ar Ba'ad Zokain. Not just the Anoshim B'nei Belial, but all the people of Sodom, from young to old, had surrounded the house. In this case, that is not so. It is only the worthless men. It is only the terrible men. Unfortunately, the worthless men, as we'll see repeated over the course of the story, the Mefarshim all point out that these worthless men were not as worthless as you might think. They're not just thugs, even though they behave that way. They are, in fact, the pillars of the city. They're called Anshe Sodom, the men of Sodom. They were the city councilmen and the mayor and the public advocate. They were the people in leadership positions, and they were wealthy. They had no value as human beings with the way they behaved, but they had social status and value that allowed them to act with impunity in this way towards guests, even in an entirely Jewish city. And many say that that's why many of the bystanders in Giva let them get away with whatever they wanted, because they lacked the power to stop these people, or they lacked the backbone to stop them because they were the leading citizens. So they set the tone for the entire city, and the bystanders will later be punished as well. So these men of wickedness surround the house and are beating upon the doors, and they start making demands. Vayomru el ha'ish ba'al habayis hazokein lemor. And they said to the man who was the owner of the house and who was elderly, saying, and that is another strike against them. It points out that he was elderly and more feeble than them. It points out that it was his house. He was the Baal Habayis. They had no rights over him and on his private property. A man's home is his castle, as they said, back around the time of the Magna Carta in England, much later. So they demand from him, Hotzeyas o'ish asher bo'el beischa, send out, take out the man who has come to your house, the Neida Enu, so that we will know him. And by saying that we will know him, that is a reference to knowing in a biblical sense. They're going to molest him with a homosexual attack. They were going to have unnatural abuse of him physically. Now, this is something, again, that is absolutely against the Torah. It's a dioraisa in every single way. It is also considered to be mos yumasu, de mehem bum. It's one of the ervos that is considered to be absolutely unacceptable in every way to Jewish morality. And this is not to begin a conversation about current values and morals in America, but for a community to have such a thing happen is completely unknown. Now, the people of Sodom, again, that phrase sodomites, is exactly the same. They said exactly the same language. Hotzi'em eleinu v'neida a'osam. Take the angels, they didn't know they were angels, out to us so that we can abuse them. And here, the men of Giva are behaving as their icons of behavior. They are emulating the people of Sodom, which is something, again, that is virtually unthinkable. And again, shows that this is a small group of very wicked people who are going to... rape is not an act of sexuality. It's an act of power. It's an act of violation of another person. And that is what they are trying to do, to prove and to enact. And it's a terrible thing that they are offering to do. And this is going to cause terrible choices for the people inside the house.